Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have a special report and a special guest. Steve Fletcher is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Stuart.
And Larry. Are you with us still?
Yes. Hello, Stuart. Hello, Steve.
Okay. Before we roll, I'd just like to wish everybody, and I think we all would wish everybody, a happy Turkey Day tomorrow. And it may be our last one under anywhere near normal times, and we're kind of in the new normal already. And I'd like to wish a Turkey Day to all our troops that are on the front lines, and the police and the fire department and sheriff departments for holding the line. And this thing's going to get kind of tough if all the prophecies that we're getting, not only from the Bible, which are the main ones, but people are being shown things that are really, really bad coming up, actually right after November's over and we start moving into December. Anyway, Steve has a special presentation, and there are links, if you can find them, on, I think they're on, Night Shadows for sure, Dark Matter, if you're, you know, tuning in that way. But anyway, he's got a list of things he wants to present, and it's very, very fascinating how all of this works. And I know Steve has had a lot of criticism for coming out and saying, well, I think this is going to be the day. And we are commanded, and there's a lot of arrogant and haughty people out there that just, I don't know, they really are starting to irritate me an awful lot. We are told to speculate. We are told to watch. What I say unto you, I say unto all, said the Lord Jesus Christ, watch. And that's what we're doing. There's nothing wrong with it, and it seems to upset an awful lot of people who obviously are not ready for the Lord to return, or they wouldn't be so upset about it. You're supposed to be looking for that wonderful day when the Lord comes back to get his bride. Well, there are a lot of those people who say there is no rapture, not in the scriptures. Well, then they're calling Jesus Christ a liar, because in John he says, I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. And if I go to prepare that place, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to get you and take you there. So that is a promise. That's the return promise for the bride of Christ. And yet people sit there and they say, well, it doesn't mean what it says. Jesus, there is no rapture. Or they argue over when it's going to be. Well, my answer to all of this is we're going to find out when it is. And there's going to be an awful lot of hurt people and brokenhearted people, because they're going to stand before the Lord sent away. And all this infighting is just ridiculous. You've got bigger fish to fry than arguing over each other. Anyways, Steve has gotten a lot of flack. And I praise him for being steadfast in spite of all of it. Larry and I have had flack for years, been called every name in the book by so-called Christians. Well, I've come to find out they aren't Christians. They're just Christian in name only. Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Hello?
Oh, that was Steve. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay, Steve, go ahead.
I was just laughing at what you were saying, you know.
Yeah. And, it's just amazing to me how they, you know what it is? They're not ready at all. They don't want Jesus Christ to return. That's the real reason it scares them.
Any comment,
yeah, I mean,
Larry, on that before we roll?
Yeah.
No, I agree. There's a lot of people that just don't want you to watch very closely, and at the same time, there's a lot of people that don't know what the word clearly says when it says that all flesh.
Yes. Yep. No, I guess this is only given to very arrogant, haughty Christians who know exactly what's coming and exactly when it's coming. And if you disagree with them, I guess you're just counted unworthy. And anyway, why don't you go ahead, Steve, and take the helm here and let us know what's going on. And I'll read that prophecy or break in when this prophecy I'm talking about actually kicks in to what you're saying.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, thanks. First and foremost, thanks so much for having me on. I've been watching what we're watching now, which is Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication on the Jewish calendar, which is December 10th through the 18th. I've been watching that since the last time we got together when we were watching all the signs pointing to Pentecost. And there were great opportunities, great possibilities about Pentecost. And Obama came back on the scene just then. He spoke at the graduations. There were a lot of things that were coming together there. And as soon as we went past that, the Lord opened up to me one sign, and through this one sign, all of these details have come together. This is a very lengthy presentation. There are many, many signs pointing to the same time frame, and so it was after the Pentecost time frame, the Lord said, look at the two great American eclipses, okay, and so I've been watching all of the signs of the Lord's return for 8 years, since 2012, and I've also been shown very clearly that Barack Obama is the Antichrist and he's going to come back. And this is all happening right now, and everything that's happening right now with Trump, even though the Trump supporters don't want to believe it, Trump is out. He's stepping down. Joe Biden is in there now. He's arming his team. He's got his appointees already going. And the New York Times, and I'll share more about this later on as it comes to the time frame to show this, but the New York Times said that the presidency of Joe Biden is the third term of Barack Obama. Okay.
Just what we need. Just what we need, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and so this is what is happening, is that Joe Biden is the open door for Barack Obama to take over the helm, whether he's the front face or not, or however it's going to happen. But Joe Biden, the first thing he said he wanted to do was to renew the Iran nuclear deal. That came out like on November 8th or 9th. It was the first thing that came across his desk that he said, this is my highest priority, renewing the Iran nuclear deal. So he wants to undo all of Trump's, gains with Israel and the peace deals and everything else, and he wants to give power back to Israel's enemies, and that's, Persia and the original Babylon. So it's, anyway, we're at this time frame where this election is bringing to light all of these things with the possibility of Barack Obama coming back through the presidency of Joe Biden. And it's all coming down to the official announcement that happens on December 14th, which is the day the Electoral College actually brings forth the decision of who is the next president, okay? That will be the official announcement.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is coming together with the sign the Lord showed me. He said, take a look at the two great American eclipses. That makes an X across the United States from August 21st, 2017, the first Great American Eclipse, to the second Great American Eclipse, which is April 8th, 2024. Okay, now, he said, take a look at that and go to the exact middle date, go to the exact middle day. So I counted the number of days from August 21st, 2017 to April 8th, 2024. There's 2,422 days. Okay? And if you go to the exact middle point, it's 1,211 days is the halfway point, and it falls on December 14th, 2020. Now, it just so happens that on that day, there's another total solar eclipse over South America. So what ends up happening then is these 3 days in question, August 21st, 2017, plus 1,211 days, December 14th, 2020, plus another 1,211 days, April 8th, 2024, on all three of them, they're total solar eclipses. And they're all over America because the December 14th eclipse is over South America. And so
right.
You got two eclipses over America, and the other eclipse is over South America. So that all three of them are pointing to America, okay?
Yes.
Now, as we look at this, this is just a list of things that are going to come out of this. Okay, as we're looking at Revelation 12, 14, now if you consider this, okay, Revelation 12, 14, and correspond that to a day, 12, 14, that's also December 14th, Revelation 12, 14. It says, then to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time from the face of the serpent. So even this verse not only points to the time of the rapture where the woman is going to be taken into the wilderness, but it also points to the second half of the great tribulation. You know, the second half where the reign of the Antichrist, which is 42 months, time,
mm-hmm.
times, and half a time. So it's pointing us to a day, Revelation 12, 4 time. It's pointing us to the rapture, and it's pointing us to the final 3.5 years. Okay, now, beyond that, as we look at December 14th, we're going to notice that within 7 days later, after the total solar eclipse of December 14th, there is the great conjunction between Saturn and Jupiter. Now,
right.
If you go into the New Age channels and astrologers and everything else, I mean, they're all looking at December 21st as the beginning of the age of Aquarius. This is the great reset. This is the beginning of the new age for astrologers. It's the great conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn. It happens exactly at 1 degree in the constellation of Aquarius. Okay, so they are, I mean, this is part of, there's even been movies, The Dark Crystal. What was the name of that author, the one that created the Muppets? Jim Henson?
I don't know.
Is it Jim Henson? Well, anyway, he made a movie about the Dark Crystal. The whole story about the New Age arrival at the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. Well, if we look at Revelation 12, we're going to notice that this is all revealed through the heavenly signs as part of the great battle between the man-child and the dragon.
Yes.
In Revelation 12, it says, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She being the child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his heads. Okay. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, in 2017, as we're watching, and it's the same time frame as the first great American eclipse, 1 month later, in September of 2017, there was a great sign in heaven. And all of the prophecy watchers were watching this great sign, the Revelation 12 sign of a woman giving birth, and Jupiter was in the womb of Virgo for 10 months. And Jupiter stayed within the womb of Virgo for 10 months. And then at the end, when Jupiter came out of the womb, there was an alignment of 7 planets. And it all lined up to fulfill Revelation 12 1 and 2, especially on the Feast of Trumpets, September 23rd, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we look at, we see Jupiter through this sign revealed as the man-child, okay?
Right.
Jupiter is the man-child, which was in Virgo, which was born, okay? Now we have the sign of the dragon, which is Saturn. Now, Saturn is known, if you look at Saturn in mythology, you will see that Saturn is recognized as the one who devours the child, okay? This is just, this is known. I mean, even the Saturn, there's pictures, this shows up in movies a lot. We have Saturn devouring the child. It shows up at, in artwork, in movies. I see this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it's known that Saturn is the one that devours the child. That's what that's what he's known for in Greek and Roman mythology. And so it says, there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, and having seven heads and ten horns, seven crowns upon his heads. And here you have a planet with crowns, with rings, okay? His tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And so here you have the culmination, and this is what I'm seeing, the culmination of the Revelation 12 sign on December 21st, as Saturn and Jupiter are in perfect, they're within 1 degree of each other. I mean, they're going to be exactly joined. They're going to be like one star in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even now, if you look to the southwest in the evening, you'll see Jupiter and Saturn. You can see them getting closer and closer together, even right now with your bare eye. And so this is an amazing sign that's happening. It's the fulfillment of the Revelation 12 sign, the dragon who's ready to overtake. And so this is a sign of the beginning of the tribulation, period. It's 3 years after the first part of the sign. And so this is all lining up with very important details for us to be watching. The heavenly signs from Revelation 12 are very key to give us understanding. What do you guys think about all of that?
Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting because actually I took a later than normal walk last night, and I was observing, you know, as you were talking about the two planets there that was becoming a little bit closer. And I've been watching, I do walk at night sometimes, and I've been observing that phenomena. So this is all beginning to line up. Yeah, I take two
you,
as this is the great battle between Christ and Satan, and they're coming together to battle, which is another indication of how close we are to bad times for the United States and the world, for that matter. Yeah, it's fascinating that it's occurring exactly on December 21st, the winter solstice, which is also the darkest in the northern hemisphere, the longest night. And, you know, apply that with what Biden's been talking about, a long, dark winter, which we can get into
exactly
later. But, yeah, fascinating stuff.
So
go ahead, Steve.
So if we go back to 2017, and I want to just lay this foundation here, because from Israel's rebirth in 1948, if you count, because the prophecy of Israel is this generation shall not pass till all these things are accomplished. And Daniel says 70 weeks are determined. Now, we know that this is a dual prophecy that leads to the first coming of Jesus Christ, but it also gives us understanding about the second coming of Jesus Christ, because Jesus mentioned the abomination of desolation as a sign of his coming in Matthew 24. And the abomination of desolation is within the 70-year prophecy in Daniel chapter 9. And so what we're looking at is the rebirth of Israel in 1948 being their first Pentecost. 70 weeks are determined, 70 feasts of weeks, which is the Pentecost, is the Feast of Weeks. So if you count 70 weeks are determined, it could also be seen as 70 years. Not only 70
right.
weeks of years like the first coming, but it can be seen as 70 literal years, because one Feast of Weeks means one Pentecost, right?
Right.
So 70 weeks are determined. And so from 1948, their 70th Pentecost was June 4th, 2017. Okay.
Right.
Now, I want to add to that that exactly on June 5th, 2017, it was the 50-year anniversary of the retaking of Jerusalem from the Six-Day War, June 5th, 1967.
Right.
So what we have on June 4th, 2017, is we have the 70-year anniversary from their rebirth, the 70th Pentecost, and we have the 50-year anniversary from the retaking of Jerusalem, both happening exactly on June 4th and June 5th, 2017. Now, if we go from June 4th, 2017, to December 14th, 2020, it's 1,290 days. That's the first half of the seven-year tribulation. Now, people are confused when we talk about already being in the tribulation, because the Bible shows that the Great Tribulation is the final 3.5 years. We are not yet, okay? This is the thing that we need to kind of remind everybody and just kind of lay the groundwork every time we talk about this, because people are automatically confused when you say we're already in the tribulation. But there's a difference between tribulation and great tribulation. Great tribulation will be the reign of the Antichrist, which will bring forth the wrath of God and the great judgments, the bowls of wrath, right? See, that's
Yeah. Isn't the first half where he's kind of gaining power in the background?
And it's a three and a half year period of semi-peace, but at the same time, the tribulation, it's kind of like the beginning of sorrows, right? It's the beginning. And so we're in that right now, and we've been in that, the judgments that have been increasing. And even now, as we're looking at December, we're looking at a nine-month period from the beginning of the pandemic. And how is the sudden destruction going to come? The sudden destruction comes as a woman in labor, right? So we have
right.
a nine-month period from the beginning of the pandemic to the total lockdown and the beginning of the vaccine on December 14th. See, it's a nine-month period, a birthing process for them to put everything in. So this has been their time of preparation. Well, anyway, we've got this seven-year timeline that started on June 4th, 2017. And it brings us exactly also to the same day. That's the middle day on both eclipses, December 14th, 2020. Now, the next thing we'll see is that Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Okay. Now, this is the same scenario with what I shared earlier about people being confused about what is the tribulation. Because Jesus did not say immediately after the great tribulation. He said after the tribulation. And I think it's important for us to understand we should not add or subtract from the words of Jesus Christ. Right? And we can't add, if we add a word in there and we say after the great tribulation, and he didn't say great, he said tribulation, right? That
right.
gives us two totally different meanings, and we need to understand this. So it says immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, I want to just bring to light here that exactly on December 14th, we have a conjunction of four heavenly signs that all fulfill this exactly to perfection. There's the total solar eclipse, which is the darkening of the sun and the moon simultaneously. It happens on a dark moon, and then the sun is blocked out by a dark moon. So you can't have the moon doesn't get its light. The sun is darkened. On December 14th, we have the peak of the Geminid meteor shower. So the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven with the peak of the Geminid meteor shower. And it says the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And I believe this links us exactly to the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction as the powers of the heavens being shaken, the great battle that's going to be taking place. And the other thing that goes together with this is that on December 13th, there's going to be a comet that reaches its perihelion event. Its important day is December 13th, Comet Erasmus, and Erasmus means beloved. This comet was founded on September 17th through September 20th, which lined up this year with the Feast of Trumpets. So isn't it amazing that that a sign from God in the heavens was found on the Feast of Trumpets as a sign, okay? I mean, it's the day that it was found is a signal to us. And
yes.
And it's going to be arriving exactly with everything else we're watching on December 14th. And all of this is happening, according to the scripture, immediately after the tribulation of those days. The sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, the powers of the heavens will be shaken. That will be fulfilled on December 14th through the 21st. Now, what comes after the tribulation? The Great Tribulation, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Great Tribulation. So, now, okay, as we look more at Matthew 24, if you look starting in verse 15, Jesus mentions the abomination of desolation. Now, if we understand the history of what Jesus is talking about, this is the time of the Maccabees when the abomination of desolation took place, when Antiochus Epiphanes went into the temple and put the altar of Zeus in the temple, and they sacrificed pigs on the altar. And this was the timing of Hanukkah. And it was winter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus, in Matthew 24, says, when you see the abomination of desolation, may your flight not be in winter. Then he goes on to say, the days will be shortened, which is a reference, I believe, with everything we're seeing right now, these are the clues that Jesus left us. The days will be shortened, flight not in winter. Winter solstice, as you mentioned earlier, it's the shortest day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just before winter. All of this is pointing us to this time frame. Now, I want to add to that Haggai chapter 2, which points us exactly to Hanukkah, not only by referencing a time frame or winter, but it gives us an exact date. Haggai chapter 2 gives us an exact date for the shaking that is going to be coming upon the earth. This is found in Haggai chapter 2. I really suggest anybody who would doubt any of this and how clear the biblical revelation is, that they search this for themselves. They open up with this, with this study, and read the scriptures. Haggai chapter 2, starting in verse 18. It says, consider now from this day and upward, from the 4th and 20th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and the riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Now, Haggai, when it mentions here the 24th day of the ninth month, that is the day Hanukkah begins. It coincides with December 10th of this year. Hanukkah goes from December 10th to December 18th. But the shaking, according to Haggai, is on Hanukkah. So this is another thing that points directly to what we're watching. What do you guys think about that?
Well, it's very, very interesting that the 24th day in the ninth month is the exact day that Allenby retook Jerusalem and laid the foundation.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a very, very important date. Larry?
And it happens to be on the calendar the same day. That was what, 1911?
No, 1917.
And it happens to be the same day. That was December 11th, and this year we're looking at December 10th. So the calendars don't always coincide so closely, but in this year it does. It's very amazing.
Yeah. Larry?
Yeah, I was watching. He mentioned that comet Erasmus, and I've been noticing that on space weather. They've had some images of it, and I believe, if I'm not wrong, that they're also predicting that that comet will kiss the sun. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I actually had a person share with me today that they got pictures of a naked eye comet. They looked out in the morning at 6 a.m., it was actually this morning, to the east. And I shared that on my YouTube channel. Comet Erasmus is now a naked eye comet, and she could see the whole tail of the comet with a naked eye, and she took a picture of it. It was amazing.
Well, and the closest approach is supposed to be December 14th, right?
Well, the closest approach to Earth was November 19th. So we're just it's moving away from Earth now. But it's the closer it gets to the sun, the more it brightens. So, because the sun, what ends up happening is that the nucleus of comets are basically made of ice, and so when they come towards the sun, then it shoots out the tail of the comet is produced by vapors that come off of the melting comet, and it becomes a long tail. And you don't always see it visible with the naked eye, but, through telescopes and everything else, it's an amazing sight.
Mm. Yeah.
So that will be the closest to the sun is December 13th.
And it's also interesting that we had that lunatetrad bookending Passover and Tabernacles twice in 2014, 2015, which I always thought was a warning to Israel, which is the Lord's feast days. So pointing to Israel, saying I'm coming back, and we're gonna get acquainted again with the Davidic and the Abrahamic covenants. So it's all beginning to line up that we're heading into some trouble. And speaking about that, Larry, what's the latest, before we get into the rest of it, on this possible war that may be developing with Israel and Iran?
Well, it's interesting that, you know, before the show I mentioned that, today that President Trump had gave a full pardon to General Michael Flynn, and one of the comments he made after that, he made a comment. He said, "2020 is a long way from over." And so, interestingly too, there's been a lot of military activity. We've got B-52 bombers being sent over to the Middle East. You and I, Stuart, have talked about how much armor is already over there. And ironically, I was looking at Koenig News, and they were reporting that they were given a warning that Gantz and Netanyahu were given a warning that it's very possible that Trump will attack Iran before he leaves office. you know, on his way out, and they told Israel to be prepared, because you know as well as I do that if Trump pulls an attack on Iran, that the ramifications are going to be all over the Middle East, you know. I mean, from one end to the other. And by the way, Mike Adams and some others have posted that Iran has already got missiles of unknown capability in Venezuela pointed at the U.S. So it's ironic that that eclipse or that shadow went across South America, because it's very possible that we may have a lot of trouble coming in December.
Yeah, and that would go along with what Steve's been talking about. I mean, all right, we have – what do you think about this? If could – is it possible? No, let's just say this is a possibility. December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day, right?
Uh-huh.
So Nora was given a seven-day warning. So is it possible we'll get a seven-day warning on December 7th?
Yeah, let me pull something up. I shared recently about Pearl Harbor. Oh, I think it was when I sent you some information about Iran's wasn't it? When I sent you some information, no, okay, here. Okay, no, it was in the news that China is planning a Pearl Harbor-style EMP strike.
Oh, really?
And what caught my attention with that, number one, I mean, the Pearl Harbor strike was...
No
warning. The importance of that was that it was... you know, it took everybody by surprise. But if this is not going to take us by surprise because we know about it ahead of time, if they're saying that China will attack the United States with a Pearl Harbor-style EMP attack, does this point to Pearl Harbor Day? Which is exactly what I shared about that, the fact that that could be something that happens as a prior warning to what's coming on December 14th. I mean,
yes.
Could you imagine if 7 days before the president is announced and 7 days before they actually begin the rollout of the vaccine, which they've already shown is going to happen at the end of the second week of December, and if you do the math on that, that's also December 14th. So will some type of Pearl Harbor attack take place with the lights going out? You know, that would bring in a dark winter too, huh?
Yes,
EMP strike?
Particularly up north.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
I mean, that would throw everything into chaos right there.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't take long, actually, to get to tribulation. I mean, warfare. Let's say Trump does attack Iran with Israel. And that brings us into Isaiah chapter 17. And it appears to me that Isaiah 17 has to be very, very close at hand. With every bit of rumor we're hearing and the military moves we're hearing about over in the Middle East. So yeah, everything seems to be lining up between December 7th and December 21st. You got 14-day interval of maybe very bad things for the people that are not discerning the signs of the times. Let's put it that way. Anyway, continue on.
Well, and also,
Stuart.
Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to interject something here. It's not particularly scriptural, but you're aware of the bots and Cliff High and George Ure and those that have studied the bots really closely. I was reading again the other day. George Ure was on Coast to Coast AM, and he was talking about how the Cliff High's bots had discovered something, what they called an Israeli mistake.
Yes.
And he went on, what they didn't say in the presentation of the bots with Cliff High, George Ure added what they had not produced was the information that seemed to indicate that something caused a major attack against Iran, with Israel using nuclear-tipped missiles, and they hit something at a certain location that took out something they were not even aware of at that location and almost poisoned the atmosphere of all Asia. So I don't know. That's the latest I heard on that, and that was on Coast to Coast the other night. Really, really interesting, because if by chance Trump and Netanyahu and Gantz decide that they've got to hit Iran before the new administration comes in, then this could be the opportunity for the so-called Israeli mistake that the bots mentioned.
Well, you know, it's fascinating you would say that, because Trump really, how do I word this? Biden is pro-Iran and pro-Islam, because Obama and Biden are the same, basically. I mean, he's bringing back all the Obama people. He's just an Obama puppet. So Trump would be right. If Israel wants to get rid of the Iranian threat, they've got to do it now, which could easily lead to Daniel 8 and Daniel 11 and the he-goat ram confrontation. So this is going to get fascinating and very dangerous, I think. Who knows? Anyway, continue on, Steve.
Okay. So as we were mentioning, you know, Trump saying that 2020 is far from over, this brings me to my next point, that 2020 in the Hebrew Strong's Concordance is the word deliverance.
Really?
Now, this is only, 2020, Strong's Concordance 2020 means deliverance. And it's only used once. And it's used exactly where the Jews were delivered from the Antichrist, Haman. This is an amazing detail as we're watching everything that is happening in 2020. In the time of Jacob's trouble, which Jeremiah says, but Jacob will be saved out of it. Right?
Yes, right.
And so 2020 is used in Esther 4:14, and it says, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And this was the challenge to Esther, was to take seriously this threat, to fast and pray, and to go into the king and plead on behalf of her people. You know?
Yes.
And that deliverance would arise to the Jews. And this is the word in the Hebrew concordance that has a value of 2020, the Strong's number 2020, deliverance. Now, looking at Esther, okay,
mm-hmm.
and we look at December 14th and the connection to everything else we're seeing, December 14th and 15th marks the end of the ninth month and the beginning of the 10th month on the Hebrew calendar. The total solar eclipse only happens at the beginning of a month in Israel. The beginning of their month always happens whenever there is a total solar eclipse, because it's a dark moon, and that's the end of the month, and then the sliver, the new moon sliver, will
mm-hmm.
come out after the total solar eclipse. So this is marking the end of the ninth month and the beginning of the 10th month. Now, Esther was married in the 10th month. And this is shown in Esther 2:16. Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus, into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tibet, in the 7th year of his reign. And so even the Book of Esther linking us to the use of 2020, Esther, who was chosen after, you know, it's like the bride of Christ, because she was a Jew, and she was, you know, she took the place of Vashti, who was taken out of her place because she did not respect the king, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a type, it's a type of bride of Christ, because it was a Jewish girl married to the Gentile king, right?
So,
but anyway,
go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah,
go ahead. And she was married in the tenth month. And so that's another thing that connects us exactly with the timing of this total solar eclipse, is the beginning of the 10th month and the wedding of Esther in the 10th month. And the deliverance that comes, that's only shown in the Book of Esther 2020 in Strong's. Isn't that pretty amazing?
Very amazing. Maybe you can tell me. I was looking for it because I'd read about a water ritual during Hanukkah. Do you know what that was? It had to do with it had to do with a pitcher of water. And it was a fairly important ritual, and I was looking for it today and I couldn't find it. Maybe somebody out there knows all about this. If you do, email me at enigma@trueinsight.com. And because I read an article about that a long time ago. And when you mentioned Aquarius, that brought that water ritual back to mind. And I can't remember if the Lord did that himself on Hanukkah. No, he did appear at the midst. And, of course, that's when he revealed who he was. And, of course, if we had the rapture of the church, that will reveal to the world who he was as well.
Well, let's see if we can find that information. I did a quick search. I can't see anything exactly about that. Maybe we can get information on that. But as we look at, okay, we're looking at December 14th. We're looking at Hanukkah. Now, I want to point this out, because these details that I'm going to share right now are incredible as well. And John chapter 10 is Hanukkah. Okay?
Yes.
It says exactly in verse 22, John 10, it was Jerusalem. It was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Okay, so Jesus was in the area of the temple, and he was talking with all of the Pharisees, big conversation there, and it shows in the Bible. Now, this is important because a lot of people say, what is Hanukkah? That's a Jewish custom. That's not even in the Bible. Well, it is in the Bible. It's in the New Testament, and it's very important that it's in the New Testament, because this is a, you know, this gives us understanding. And he was actually going to be stoned there. And if you go into John chapter 11, and I'm not going to get into all of that right now, but I've done a study on this. John chapter 11, the raising of Lazarus.
Yes.
Lazarus was raised on the fourth day. And the fourth day of Hanukkah is what we're watching. And the connection between John 10 and John 11 shows us in John 11 that you were just going to be stoned, and you're going to go there again. And this was during the time of the raising of Lazarus. So during the time of Hanukkah, he was going to be stoned. They wanted to stone him because he said, I and my Father are one, and they called him a blasphemer. Right?
Yes. Yep.
And so was Lazarus also raised on the fourth day of Hanukkah? And Lazarus is a representation of the first, you know, the firstborn, the dead in Christ that will rise.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, beyond that, now, two things I want to share about this John 10. The Greek word for rapture is harpazo. It's in the Strong's Greek concordance. It's number 726, and it means rapture or being caught up. Okay, that's the word that is being used. To be taken, to be caught up to the Lord in the clouds, right?
Yep.
To be captured, to be raptured. Harpazo is the word. Now, John 10, when Jesus is on Hanukkah, talking about the sheep and the goats, you know, because this is where he's talking about, I'm the good shepherd and I know my sheep. Three times the word harpazo is used in John chapter 10. It's used in verse 12, it's used in verse 28, and it's used in verse 29. It's talking about no one will snatch my sheep out of my Father's hand. Snatch. That's the word harpazo.
Really? Interesting.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. This is so fascinating. And it goes right into John chapter 11 and the resurrection of Lazarus on the fourth day. And that's what we're watching. The fourth day. It's the middle day of Hanukkah. Okay? Now, this is going to blow everybody away. If you haven't heard this, those that haven't followed me haven't heard this. But this is an amazing revelation that I received. And the Lord told me, this thought that I need to look up the number of days from the rebirth of Israel, May 14th, 1948. And if we count the days, if you go to a date counter, time and date counting from day to day, May 14th, 1948 to December 14th, 2020 is 26,512 days. Okay? You with me so far?
Yep.
Okay. May 14th, 1948 to December 14th, 2020, 26,512 days. Now, if we go to a program where you can put in the verse number, like you can do this on Bible Wheel, or you can do this on NewJerusalem.org, and you can put in the number 26,512, and it will show you the verse number 26,512. And the verse that corresponds with the number of days since the rebirth of Israel that lands on December 14th, 2020 is exactly what we're watching in John chapter 10, verse 30. 10:30, I and my Father are one. That is the 26,512th verse of the Bible.
Well, that's not by accident.
And it's midweek Hanukkah. And then it goes right into the resurrection of Lazarus in chapter 11. It's all connected. This is so amazing. Okay, now I want to make sure I get through the rest of this. I'm almost done, I think, but let me finish up here, and then we can use the rest of our time. I don't want to get cut short and not finish my stuff here. And then
yeah,
we can
ahead.
Use the rest of our time to go over all the other things you wanted to mention here. Now, Genesis 15:13 says, He said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Now, you know the pilgrims came from another land, and they came to a land not their own. And people can say that we have a land of the free and a land of the brave, but when you look at the situation of the reality of 13 families kind of being the owners of the world and everybody really working for them, basically it turns out that most people are actually just slaves in a system. You know, we feel free because we have kind of our own freedom and our own way of life, but really most people live day to day. Most people live as slaves. They just make it month to month, day to day. There's, you know, not too many people are really that well off. You know what I mean? The majority of the people. Well, look at this detail, that the Mayflower pilgrims actually disembarked when they came over from Europe and came to Plymouth Rock. They disembarked on December 21st, 16-20. That was the day they actually settled. Now, with what we're watching with December 21st, 2020, the Great Conjunction and what looks to be the beginning of the Great Tribulation, that would be 400 years to the day.
Yes.
From the disembarkment of the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock.
I wonder what 400 is in the Strong's Concordance. Or 1620, even. You know, it'd be kind of interesting to look.
Strong's Greek 400 means to cry out, and Strong's Hebrew 400 means food. To cry out for food. 400
How about,
is the Greek and the Hebrew
1640?
To cry out for food. 1620?
How about 1620? I wonder what that means. So we got cry 1620.
Out. 1620.
I've always thought that Strong's, that the Lord numbered Strong's himself. They just didn't know it.
To set forth. Greek 1620 is to set forth or to place.
Really? More than fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now if we add to that, now, okay, December 21st, 400 years from the arrival of the pilgrims. Now, if you consider the fact that the Julian calendar, when they changed from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar, there's actually been, since the change of the calendar, there's been 8 years difference between the Julian and the Gregorian. I mean, if you go to Ethiopia, right now in Ethiopia, where they never changed their calendar at all, it's 2012. Right now in Ethiopia, it's 2012. They maintain
really?
That right now. Yeah, Ethiopia.
Huh. Well, there was a scientist made well known that said that 2020 was 2012.
Yeah. Now, you put the Mayan calendar from December 21st, 2012, and if it's really 2020, then it's pointing to the same day we're watching, the Great Conjunction of 2020. December 21st, 2012 is actually December 21st, 2020.
Yeah, and Enoch would tend to confirm that because he said we're all messed up on our timing. So fascinating stuff.
Well, and it says, you know, the Antichrist is the one who changed the times and the laws and to bring confusion, you know.
Yes.
Confuse everybody about where we really are. And so all of these things couldn't be understood by the majority of the people.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Now here we're going to get into the arrival of the eighth king. And as you can see, I mean, with everything that I'm sharing here, it's all scripture. I'm sharing all scripture, okay? And this is so important. You know, we're not doing this through astrology or even just astronomy. I mean, we're looking at the Word of God, and we're trying to get understanding, and the Lord is revealing things through the Word of God. Now, Revelation 17 says, there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet to come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. In other words, the eighth king already was. It's the beast that was and is not, and then is the eighth. So it's a beast that was here, he went out for a time, and now is coming back. And the seventh is the one that continues for a short space. Okay? Now, when Donald Trump came in, and this has been shown because when when Obama was inaugurated, there were actually five presidents altogether. Obama was the sixth, but Reagan had already passed away. But Carter was there. Bush Sr. was there.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton was there. Bush Jr. And then Obama. And the one that was missing was Reagan, who had passed away. But that brings us to the six kings. Okay? Now, we know that Babylon is the United States. You guys have shown this. Other people have shown the importance of, you know, Europe and the Roman Empire and how the pilgrims came from Europe. You
yeah.
know, they came from Europe and came to a land that was uninhabited. And they created this great land that is the United States.
Right.
And so this is Babylon. And
yes.
And so what we have then is we have the king of Babylon, the eighth king, who's going to return after the seventh king has been in a short space. And that's why we have been saying all along that Donald Trump will not be reelected. You know, the false prophets, I'm sorry to say this, but they're false prophets, those who have said Donald Trump will be in for two terms, and he's, you know, God's man to make America great again. Because according to the scripture, he is the seventh king who will only be in there for a short space.
Yes.
And now, he was confirmed as the seventh, as number seven, because when he was elected and on his inauguration day, he was exactly 70 years old with 7 months and 7 days.
Yes.
Okay? Plus, he was born exactly 700 days before the rebirth of Israel on a blood moon. June 14th, 1946 was 700 days before May 14th, 1948, 700. So it's 7777. Donald Trump is confirmed as number 7. Obama is 6, and Obama will return as the 8th. And
yes.
this is where we get our understanding biblically about the seven kings. One that was, and the eighth one was of the original, and he's going to be coming back. The eighth king is the one who's coming back. Now, connecting all this with the election process, New York Times on November 8th, now I've documented all of this, and when I do this, I'm going to take the audio of this, and I'm going to redo it while I listen to the audio online. I'm going to film it. I'm going to put it on video, and I'm going to share my notes, and I'm going to upload this to my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I will have, you know, any details we talk about here, I will have linked. If you want to see all of the information I'm sharing, go to my YouTube channel. I'll upload this. Hopefully I'll get it done tonight. And I'll have all of them links and everything we're talking about. New York Times on November 8th, 2008, said this: Joe Biden represents the third term of the Obama presidency. Now,
yep.
I don't know what more people want to see or need to see. You know, he was shown on Newsweek as the God of all things. He was
yeah.
shown on Newsweek as the second coming. When he won the second term, they put in his the title of their cover story, The Second Coming of Barack Obama. I mean, that's blasphemy in and of itself.
Yes. Yeah.
But now we've got them showing that the presidency of Joe Biden is the third term of the Obama presidency. Because even the New York Times knows that Joe Biden is going to be a puppet for all of the Obama policies and plans that he had put in place when he was there the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, the World Israel News, WIN, World Israel News, November 9th, 2020. Is Joe Biden the second coming of Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Can you believe that? So World Israel News, and they know that, okay, he's going to be putting in place all the policies of Barack Obama. Israel is very concerned. The enemies of Israel are very excited about a Joe Biden presidency.
Which is probably why they got to move and go to war.
Yeah, and then it came out the same day, November 9th, 2020, World Israel News. Biden will reenact the Iran nuclear deal within months. And so this it was shown immediately as soon as he was being announced president-elect, like on the first day that he was being announced. It came, the election was Tuesday, and I think by Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the following weekend, the news was finally kind of coming out that, okay, he's going to be the one. You know, there's not really, Trump doesn't really have a case for fraud, and there's no way he's going to overturn the election. And so the first news that was coming out about Biden's plans, top priority, renewing the Iran nuclear deal. Okay. And,
yep.
You know, together with all of this is,
Yeah, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say he's also just announced an attack on the Second Amendment in gun registration. And that's not going to sit well with the American people if he tries to do that. But that's his plan. And, you know, he's a communist. I don't know why people can't call this thing what it is. These people are hardcore communists. They hate the American people. They want to depopulate the United States. They want to bring in the United Nations and submerge us totally under the UN with peacekeeping forces, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess the people, even if you wanted to count the votes, enough people did vote for Biden. Legitimately, it makes you wonder, what in the world were they thinking? I mean, the Lord's probably going to just say, well, you want communism? Here, have it. See how you like it. What do you think?
So, you know, and the other thing about all this is the connection to the Electoral College date and the return of Barack Obama.
That's
together
right.
With the election of Joe Biden. You know, it's December 14th. That is the official day that the election will be, called and decided, and the announcement, the official announcement comes. And, so it's kind of like saying, you know, we don't need to wait until January. We don't need to wait until the new term begins. I mean, we're right now, this is the announcement of the beginning of the reign of the Antichrist. And it's all tied together with the re-election of Barack Obama through Joe Biden. And, this is all connecting now to vaccine rollout.
Yep.
December, London clearly said, Trump said it months ago, that the military will forcefully, and powerfully deliver the vaccine. London, through the Telegraph, the health secretary of Great Britain, said that military will be on the streets 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, distributing, the military will be distributing the vaccine, making sure everybody, and he puts, and he pats his arm, everybody gets it into their arm, gets the shot. Okay? This is all coming, and they're showing this is December. Reports are coming out that no vaccine, no entrance. This is the new normal 2021. The Ticketmaster is showing that they have their plan for a health passport that goes together with a smartphone application. If you want to get into an event or a concert or a sports event, then you have to have the vaccine to be able to get in. They're announcing very clearly that vaccination passports are going to be necessary for any type of travel. Get on a plane, you need a vaccination. Okay? And now the announcement came out that they are rolling out the vaccine by the end of the second week in December. And this links us exactly. I mean, do the math. The end of the second week of December is December 14th. I don't know how else you can count it. That's what it means. December 14th is the end of the second week of December. And
so,
go
ahead.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say December 14th, it appears as though if that's when they're going to start the vaccination, that the occult has a major significance to that date of the 14th for some reason. It's not coincidental.
Well, and this is going to be we can talk till we're blue in the face and try to warn everybody to not take the vaccine. And there's a lot of people waking up to what's going on. But there's a lot of people that still say, you know, we've had vaccinations for centuries or for decades, and, you know, it's never been the mark of the beast before. How could this possibly be the mark? Well, we've got something that's worldwide. We've got something that's mandatory. We've got something connected with the system of buying and selling. You won't be allowed to buy or sell without it. And now we've got the connection to all of the things that you're talking about the nanobots and the controlling of the people through 5G with everything that's in the vaccine to be able to control the people.
And
so this is, it's not a normal health vaccine. It's not.
Yeah. Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention right there what you're talking about, that information from Celeste Solom, from a lot of FEMA people that have really looked into this, the experts, they claim that only 3% of the world's population will literally refuse the vaccine, that all but 3% will accept it.
Right. But only if God, right? Because this is where the rapture comes. And this is why I see that I don't think there's any way around the fact December 14th, I believe, is the rapture of the church. Because if that is the day that they're rolling out the vaccine, and that is the day that is going to be the beginning of the mark of the beast, this is God's ace up the sleeve to save humanity. Because if this is not the rapture and the mark of the beast starts and there's no wake-up call, then, like you said, everybody is going to be going to hell by taking the mark of the beast. But if God wants to wake people up, then the rapture of the church will do that. You know, and those that have understood in the past about the teachings of the Bible and the understanding of Christianity and the coming of Christ and the rapture, that will be their wake-up call. And this is the whole during the Great Tribulation, because John saw a multitude of people. And this is what I share with people, you know. John saw a multitude of people dressed in white who had washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, and he said to the angel that showed him these things, who are they? What are those people? And the angel said, do you not know? No, please tell me what they are. So these are those that came out of the Great Tribulation, that did not worship the beast, that did not take his mark, that did not, you know, follow the number of the beast. And they did not love their lives unto the death. And they ended up sacrificing their lives through beheading, by not taking the mark of the beast. But they came out of the Great Tribulation and their robes were washed. So they did not make it in the rapture, but that is not the end of the story, see? And this is so important. If you get left behind, do not take the mark of the beast. You can love Jesus. You can serve him. You can give your life for him, you know, and don't fall into the trap. Because Esau was the one who said, why do I need, you know, why do I need my birthright? I'm going to die of hunger. Give me my food, you know. And he sold his birthright for a plate of food, and this is what is going to happen. The people are going to, you know, want to sell their birthright for a plate of food that isn't going to last, and it's not going to give them anything. And so, you know, 2 Thessalonians 2 talks about the one who opposes himself, all that is called God, that is worshipped, so that he sitteth as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And then it goes on to talk about the restrainer being removed. And the timing of the Antichrist cannot happen until the restrainer is removed. And so if this is the timing of the beginning of the reign of the Antichrist, as we're seeing with the vaccine and everything that's pointing to December 14th through the 21st, then this needs to be the rapture of the church, because that is going to be the restrainer being removed, and the power is going to be given then to the Antichrist. To reign, he's got a 42-month reign. The Bible says that the reign of the Antichrist is 42 months.
Yeah, and you have Lot as a good example, where the angel told Lot, look, I can't do anything until you leave, so would you please leave? And Lot was reluctant, but they got him out of there, and that's when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. But it's very interesting that the Lord, before the sudden destruction came upon Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, that he was told, I can't do this if you're still here. If there's a righteous man here, I can't do it. So, which would be an indication the church has to be removed, or God cannot bring about the great tribulation period.
Yeah. And I just have two more scriptures, and then I'm done. And then we can close out with the other details you guys had mentioned. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-3. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. So everyone is talking about the vaccine as the answer, the solution, peace and safety, normal life can return through the vaccine.
Yep.
And this is their peace and safety. But this will be the timing of the sudden destruction. And it talks about the travail of a woman with child. And it's interesting that from the beginning of the pandemic on March 11th, we have exactly 9 months. That brings us to Hanukkah and the vaccine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all of that connected. And then the final thing that I wanted to just go over once again is Matthew 24:15-22. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, for those who still are waiting for the third temple, who say that none of this can happen until the third temple, Jesus said, destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days. He was talking about his body. And we are the body of Christ. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so if you talk about this event in a spiritual sense, then it would not be about the Antichrist sitting in a physical temple. It would be about the Antichrist wanting to take over the temple of God by placing his mark on humanity. And this would be the fulfillment, in a spiritual sense, of the abomination of desolation, the Antichrist standing where he ought not. Now, the other thing that this points us to is Hanukkah, because the abomination happened on Hanukkah. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe to them that are a child, to them that give suck in those days. Pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So I see this as the clearest indication directly from the signs of Jesus' return, Matthew chapter 24. The abomination of desolation happened on Hanukkah. Your flight not in winter. Hanukkah is happening just before winter. And it goes on to say, for then there shall be great tribulation. This is pointing to the timing of the beginning of the great tribulation. During this time, just before winter. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And I see that as a confirmation of the winter solstice being the shortest day of the year and the darkest day, and the day that is known as the reign of the Antichrist, the birthday of the Antichrist. Nimrod and Baal and all of the history of Christmas, people don't want to see this, or, you know, especially in American culture. But, you know, it's really the worship of the sun gods, December 25th.
Fascinating. Very fascinating. Hey, Larry, any questions? No, that's really interesting. Parallels. Okay, I want to, this is a prophecy. What's interesting, Steve, this was issued to the person right around January 2017, 3 years ago. So I'm just going to read parts of this. Tornado Alley will be torn up by the weather machines, as will many other areas in the north. It is my judgment upon the inhabitants of the earth. Watch and pray, and I will deliver you. The hand of the oppressor is lifted against you. Once the quakes hit the middle of that country, talking about the USA, run by devils, total destruction is coming to America. Her false prophets will be silenced in their pulpits, and all the sages will be cut off. Then he talks about the cataclysm is brought by the people, for the people, and Obama will stay on his throne until the desolation is complete. That's interesting, because he seems to be running everything from behind the scenes, which would indicate he's still on the throne. Tell all who will listen of this coming destruction and urge them to repent. The timekeeper will freeze the hands of time until the mystery of iniquity is revealed. The false prophet has seen to it that as many as worship the beast will be saddled, I guess, by the wayside of their pride. Kislev 17 will be the day to be remembered, with the water as high as the walls of Jerusalem, as Jonathan has uttered. Water will cover all the lanes of the city by the sea. That's probably New York. And the great city will be no more. Well, just so happens Kislev 17 this year, now no year is given, is December 3rd, 2020. And he talks about the days of darkness. Watch for the sign of Jonah, who was hidden for 3 days. For those dwelling on the earth who will see darkness on the land but will remain hidden in me. The power grid will be attacked from within and be blamed without. The enemies are within the gate, and all are vulnerable to this sneak attack. New York will be hit in the middle of the night. A worldwide web will be shut down, as they will not allow the world to communicate to help each other. When Saturn turns the corner in the elliptic orbit, this is what I was wondering about, if this ties directly to that Saturn-Jupiter connection that we're now seeing.
Talking directly about Saturn.
Yeah. Donald Trump will win, but will not be allowed to remain to rule that nation, for my judgment comes. I say to all who are blinded by this farce of fairness that I have allowed the man of sin to remain. It's got to be Obama to bring about the judgment upon America. People are in a deep sleep, but will be jolted awake. The riots will begin by the 12th, when the doors open for chaos to remain. Well, it depends on what calendar they're using. It could be anywhere from November 28th and on. Anyway, then it says Satan is laughing at his handiwork as the whole world lies in his hands. The Antichrist is straightening his tie, waiting backstage to make his grand entrance. It is Obama, the man of peace. Most have fallen for his ways, but my children, the ones who hear my voice, have not. Mushroom clouds will be seen on many shorelines in America. Once Israel has been attacked, there is no turning back. That sounds like Isaiah 17 to me. Their war machines are all in place, all over the earth, while people slept. They were shipped on every continent. Many were brought in by the shores of Florida when the populations were told to scatter from the hurricane storms. They will come for your weapons, as only they will be allowed to have them. That's United Nations, of course. Open up your hearts to hear this truth now, or you will wail later. They have their camps all set up for all those who do not follow the plan and give consent for their total takeover. They will come for the children as families will be separated. Obama will strike a powerful blow against his people by mid-December. That's the 14th, Steve. This was written 3 years ago. As the snow flies, the missiles will also rain down. So many will be killed, and families will be marched off to their homes away from home. Hillary is charged to head up this operation by her masters. No, Donald Trump will not rule the land, for chaos will ensue before any changing of the guard takes place. The people will mourn when they see they have been fooled again by the wicked ones who seek their destruction. Tell as many as you can to seek me now, as you do not know what tomorrow will bring. And then he closes it out, and this is very interesting. Write to those who will take my children out of their homes in the middle of the night to the planned horror camps. They have numbed the minds of the people through endless witchcraft and manifest poisons. And guess what? Those poisons drip from the sky. It's got to be chemtrails. Anyway, isn't that interesting? Wow. So anyway, it kind of dovetails into what you've been saying.
Well, yeah, and it all connects to what we're talking about on December 3rd through December 6th, attack that could happen, a Pearl Harbor-style attack. Another interesting detail about December 6th is that 10 days before Pentecost in 2017, Obama was in Berlin at the Brandenburg Gate. And it was actually celebrating the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation. So he stood in a place that should have been for some type of a Christian leader, but he stood there as the Antichrist on May 25th, 2017. 1,290 days from there is December 6th.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
You know, it's just, and all of that is pointing to the possibility of, you know, what it says in Revelation 2, you will be taken into tribulation for 10 days.
Yes.
It could be great judgments are going to come 10 days before the rapture.
Yep.
And that's going to be like a final wake-up call to the people to be ready. Because if they're still in denial after that, they're definitely going to be left behind, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, well, we're out of time. Larry, thank you for coming on. And Steve, great show and a lot of good information for people to kind of think about, I guess one could say, right? So anyway, thanks a lot, both of you, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Take care, Steve. Take care, Larry. Good night. Hey,
thank you for having me. God bless you guys.
Okay, take care. Yep. Good night.
Good night.